Oh, hello, Kantians. Welcome back to the podcast. On today's episode, I'm not joined by Cabe. He had a fraternity event. He's surely missed on this one. But I have a good friend of mine from Alaska on this show. She's hilarious. Most of y'all have heard of her or seen her live videos on a certain Facebook group. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy this. Just a disclaimer, if you are easily offended by language or content, this may not be the episode for you. You've been forewarned, so I don't want to hear any like negative comments about it or people like rolling their eyes and yada yada. We had fun. It was a good time, and I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome, Lana Kane.
Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
Oh, baby, we are live.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Ben, I'm so glad you invited me on here. This is about to be dope.
Yeah, it is. So for the listeners who just skip over the intro, because I get it, there's an ad and shit like that. This is my friend, Jordan Ramirez. She goes by Lana Kane.
Got it.
So I'm going to call you Lana.
Bro, you can call me Jordan. It's whatever.
Okay. You know what? Let's just start that off right there.
All right.
We've known each other for 10,
at least, 10, yeah, at least. Like, years? What was it? 2010. Yeah.
Yeah. When I moved back up to Alaska.
Bro. Yeah.
It's been crazy. So, is Lana just an alias? Or is it like.
Explain. Let me break it down. Okay.
I'll break it down.
So I went to like college, kind of was like, okay, I'm going to come back because it really didn't work out. I was like partying a little too much. So I was like, I have to come back to Alaska. So I got a job as a dishwasher and I was just kind of coasting, not really like thinking about like college, just kind of want to make some money so I can go on vacation with my friends. So I quitted the dishwasher at Ling & Louis. Rest in peace. That place was dope. And
are they no longer open?
Bro, they are no longer open. That is a whole story in itself, though. We'll probably get into that. So then I hopped over to Brown Jug and started working weekends, like Thursday through Sunday. Because I was like, I want to save money. And if I know I worked on the weekends, I'm just going to blow all my money at the bars. So I took like the weekend shifts. And I only took that job because my friends were like, let's go to Vegas. And I'm like, okay, let me go get a job real quick. So I went to Brown Jug. I was like, I can do math. I can do check IDs. So I did that. Right. And as soon as I got back, and it was the best vacation of like my adult life. Like we had the best time. It was when I got introduced to festivals, like there was no fights, like everyone was hella chill, like all of us, our group of friends, you know, like no one fought. It was so smooth. We got into like these clubs because I was just like talking to these like street guys that like try to get their numbers up, you know. Bro, that's a story in itself too. Everyone always says, if you're gonna go to Vegas, go with Jordan. And so I came back and I would like, my friends all took bets. They're like, how long do you think Jordan's going to have that Brown Jug job? And everyone's like, as soon as she gets back, she's going to like not. And it was like 4th of July. And I was like, yeah, I'm not coming in. I quit.
So, wow.
I know. And it's such a shit job. They were bitching at me. I was like, if they hadn't bitched at me, I probably would have came in. But the fact that they were like bitching at me. Oh, dude, you remember that girl named Brianne that went to Diamond with us? She had to work with her. That's the reason. Oh, she's such a bitch, dude.
Brianne.
Yeah, like Maritucci or something. Bro.
I have no idea. Probably if I saw a picture of her, but you got to realize that. It's been a minute. I've been out of Alaska for a while, but I also, most of my friend group was a grade below me.
Yeah.
Just because those are the people that, that lived in my neighborhood. Yeah. And so I don't really, I don't really talk to too many people in our graduating class, to be blatantly honest.
I'm going to be honest too, because I was a transfer student and you were like the homie. I was like, thank God I'm friends with Lakota, because everyone else is like whack as hell here. I swear to God.
Diamond's weird. I always described it because I moved from an inner city school in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh God, I know, right? Adjustment.
To Diamond. And I'm like, man, I went from like the hood to High School Musical.
Like and preppy ass.
Yeah. That's like the best way to describe it. Because it wasn't like too preppy though. Because It wasn't. It wasn't like South or anything like that. It was preppy enough.
Yeah.
But it was weird. It was weird. Yeah. Where'd you transfer from?
So I came from service. So okay. Yeah. So I was 3 years there, and then I transferred my last year, my senior year, to Diamond.
Why'd you do that?
Okay, so I like played basketball growing up.
Yes,
right?
I remember that.
Yeah, and Coach Jay, he was like, he like ran the Y, and like I known him my whole life, and I was like, I've always wanted to play for him. Like I told my mom when I was a freshman, I was like, can you please let me go play over at Diamond? I was like, I don't care if I don't make varsity. Like, I really just want to play for Coach Jay. And they're like, no, because back then, no offense to anyone that's from Diamond when I say this, but y'all were some hoes back in the day. My mom's like, I'm not going to subject you to that fuckery over there. Like, everyone was just being...
It was straight fuckery. No.
Yeah, it was just straight fuckery. Yeah, it was. I don't know how else to say it.
I know this firsthand. So,
you know, she's like, we are not doing that. She's like, you're staying over here. I was like, dang, okay. But then throughout the years of my 3 years at service, like, they're getting these shitty coaches and they're like bipolar. And I was just like, you guys, like, these coaches, like, were more unstable than the like high school kids going to school, like mentally wise. It's just like, I had a coach that kept like threatening to take away my captain because I wasn't showing up for 5 a.m. practices. I was like, first of all, I don't need to practice at 5 a.m. because I'm good. Okay. I make my shots. I make practice? My free throws. Yeah.
Practice?
On top of
that. We're talking about the playoffs and you guys want to talk about practice?
That's what I'm saying.
You ever seen that Allen Iverson?
Dude, that felt bad for him too. He always like just was just a little short on upcomings on his things. He was fun. My friend Tiffany loved him growing up.
I did too. I had an Iverson jersey and everything. There was very few basketball jerseys I had. I had a LeBron James. I had a Jordan one. Mm-hmm. Did I say Iverson already?
Yep. Yep. You probably had like two of them bad boys.
Yeah, I think I had a white 76ers one and a black one. And there was Tracy McGrady. I had a Tracy McGrady jersey as well.
Tracy was good. I remember that dude. Dude, they don't make them like that anymore. They make them a little bit better, I guess, nowadays.
Well, the talent nowadays is ridiculous. It's crazy to watch and how these guys are slimming down. They're definitely on gear or something because you see the transformation of like Dwight Howard and McGee on the Lakers?
Dude, okay. I haven't been
side by side.
I'm going to have to look that up. I haven't. Was there a big difference?
There's a huge difference, like in Dwight Howard's physique and McGee's as well. McGee like bulked up a little bit because he was just a scrawny kid.
Skinny on
the court, just super tall, right? He's like 7 foot something. And he bulked up but stayed leaned. And Dwight Howard has always been the opposite. He was just a behemoth. And he leaned down so that he could take weight and pressure off his joints and be a little bit faster. He's still a goofball on the court, but his explosiveness went up because he's lighter.
Yeah, he had that like fast reaction and whatnot.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about it, but LeBron James has all those dudes on gear. I mean, LeBron James has been juicing since probably day one.
For real?
Yeah. Look at it. He had a receding hairline at like 19.
Bro, you're so right. You're so right. He got them plugs. Like,
yeah, I mean, it could be genetics. It could be, right? But... You know, for him to, I mean, he spends $1 million a year in his health and his physique so that he can keep playing at the level he's playing in the NBA. But at the same time, like, how much of those millions are going towards some kind of human growth hormone or TRT, which I don't fault him for. But definitely. Oh, definitely.
Right. You know, and he's, and it's like, how do you think Michael, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. My goddamn name. Do you think both Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan would juice it? It's like, we'll just throw him in there too.
As far as like steroid use and basketball, I'm sure it was used. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, people have this like weird, like false understanding of steroids that, oh, it's just to get jacked. It's like, no, not really. Right. It's just, it's supposed to like stimulate testosterone in the body and replicate testosterone. So anything that testosterone helps out with, it's going to boost you. So it's
going to get some overflow there.
Yeah. You're going to boost athleticism. You're going to boost like muscle development.
Yeah.
But you don't, I mean, to get like fucking Kai Green or any like big like that, you'd have to be like shooting like a racehorse like all the time.
So, right.
Lana Kane, hit me with it. Why the name?
Right. So we digress. We're going back on track. So I was like working brown drug. I quit. Right. So then I kind of like didn't work for a little bit. And then this job, I work for UPS now. So this job was coming up and I was like, okay, I got to get like my shit in order. I'm changing my name on Facebook because everybody knows Jordan, you know, and I'm just like, I was tired of people, me, like my name being other people's mouths too. It was like two reasons. Like everyone was always talking about me. Because I was always doing something, whatever it was, whether it was good, bad, legal, or illegal. Yeah, because I went to two different schools, right? I went to service, I went to Diamond. So I knew two sets of people, played basketball, you know, was in the newspaper when that was a thing. And people used to get newspapers at their front doors and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was like, me and my homies, I was hanging out with Alan and Vinji, and we were watching Archer, like, a lot.
Lana. So I was
like, yeah. So I was like, I'm going to change my name to Lana Kane. Man, let me tell you, I had like 2,400 people as Facebook friends, and that shit went down because people were like, who the fuck is Lana? I'm like, yes. And so it got to the point.
It worked.
It got to the point where over the years, people that I actually knew like have literally forgotten my name. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. Like, yes, this is the effect I'm looking for.
That is so funny. Well, because I When I saw the change, and it was like a few years ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, dude, I had it since at least 2015 or 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it happened, I said the same thing. I'm like, who the fuck is Lana Kane? But I don't actually go through. I don't go through my friends list and like delete people. I don't have time for that. I mean, I can make time for it.
Like if they're gonna delete me, that's chill because you're doing me a favor.
Yeah, and I mean, I have like, you know, Facebook is so funny. They're friends, right? I have like over 3,000 quote unquote friends on there. Uh-huh. I probably know like a good 1,000 of them. Like I know a good third of them.
Right.
And the rest are just like bullshit accounts that like, or like people that I met in passing. They're like,
oh, like yeah, that one time at that trap house. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, or at Avenue or like, you know, whatever.
Yes.
Right.
Where yes.
It's like, bro, add me on Facebook. Yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay. You know, bullshit like that. So that's interesting. I always wondered that because I was talking to Bryce about it. Do you remember Bryce Bro?
Yeah, I remember Bryce Bro.
Yeah. So
what do we have? Government class. I think we had government class together. So I kind of remember him.
Yeah. He's still a homie of mine. We talk multiple times a week.
Oh, that's dope.
And I mentioned that I was going to have you on the podcast. And he goes, oh, shit. Ask her why her name's Lana Kane. that was already in the questions.
That was already going to be, that was already coming up. Just so because, why not?
I like Dude. To, I just started doing a game okay. with my guest. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
So it's funny because like my friends, like my actual friends that like have known me, they're like, dude, okay. So we'll be out and people will be like, because I have like my Snapchat too. It's not my name. It's Ramjo. Okay. So I have like, I go by like three names, and it's funny because my friends laugh because like dead ass people have been like, what's up, Lana? Like, I'm like, okay, that person only knows her from Facebook. And then like people call me, what up, Ramja? They're like, okay, that person only knows her from Snapchat. And then like they'll be like, Jordan, what's up? And they're like, who's Jordan? They're like, this is Jordan. She, you know, it's just, they just laugh at it because they're just like, God damn it, Jordan. Like, you and your aliases.
You got this whole demographic going where you're like putting a pie chart up, like, okay, bro, this percentage of people know me by Ramjo. This percentage of people know by Lana.
And you know what the kicker is that my dad told me, he like, we were talking one day, he's like, yeah, your mom, she had all these aliases when she was growing up too. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, and he's like, she went by her middle name Helen, blah blah. I'm like, dude, I'm so like my mom, and I didn't even know it because she's, and I like when we were growing up, I'm just like, why do you hate me so much? It's because I remind her so much of herself.
That's so funny.
It's crazy, crazy world.
Anyways, you ready for this game?
What's up? What's the game?
So it's called Stuff Happens. You ever heard of it?
I have not.
So I played it with my co-host. So my co-host wasn't able to join us tonight. He might be able to here in about like 30 minutes. I'll add him in halfway.
Okay.
But yeah, I started playing with him and it was fun. And I want to play it with you. So how it works is you have two cards, and we played a little bit different than the actual rules. So again, as a reminder to the listeners who listened to last week's podcast, this is not how you play the game officially. This is how
this is I can't even play.
Yeah, yeah. This is how we play this. So what I do is I pick two cards, and there's a misery index. So when I read it to you, we'll play a sample round. When I read them to you, you have to decide which one is worse. And based off the misery index that behavioral psychologists, therapists, everything, like all the medical professionals in mental health or like anything have determined this misery index.
Okay. So this is like legit. Like this is professionally been done where this is like, this is misery. Yeah. This is not. Okay.
Yeah. And then, so you have to pick the card that has the highest misery index.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
This sounds fun.
You ready to play a sample round?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll play six rounds after this one and we'll see who wins. Okay. So I'll flip over the two first cards. So your first card is someone from the balcony above you vomits on you.
Okay.
Okay. So that's one.
I'd be pissed, but I'd be like,
party on, Wayne.
Yeah. It's like, bro, you better drop me a beer right now for that mess.
And then the next one is you're buried alive.
Buried alive.
One was the easy
in your
one.
Mind, in your mind, like, come on, you're gonna be dead. I mean, I can wash the puke off.
Yeah, that one.
That was very. Like, that was That was on two opposite spectrums.
I know that made that way too easy, but that was a good sample round.
That so was a good to give sample you an round.
To give you an idea, the misery index is ranked 1 to 100. So someone vomiting on you is ranked 35.3. And then you're buried alive is 100.
Yeah, that's definitely like that's like 101 almost.
That's like the worst thing that could happen to you.
Dude, that reminds me of that movie where Sandra Bullock was in it. What was it called? I watched it one time. And here you thought she was going to be in the movie the whole time. And she was just in the first 15 minutes because that bitch got buried.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'll have to find that.
You will. You will. Okay. So we're going to start the game now officially. So I'm keeping track of points to see who wins.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. So you'll go first because you're the guest. Okay.
Word.
Okay. So no, these are way too easy. Hold on.
Yeah. Shuffle them. Yeah. I want to make this like fun. Like I want this to be like within a 0.5 of me losing, right? Misery index.
Oh, these cards are like stiff. They're not like playing cards where you can actually like
shuffle. Dude, I had just bought a set of cards for do you watch anime at all?
I don't, and we're gonna get into that.
All right, bro.
You're big into anime.
Man, it's just like why you know, like do you ever see those kids in the hall? Probably not. Where'd you say you went to school before you came here?
Oh, I went to Frederick High School. Shout out to my cadets.
What's up, cadets?
Yeah, so I went to Frederick High School. I mean, it was super diverse there, but
there was like no Naruto like people running though, right down the halls and shit.
Of course,
like,
there were.
Oh, there were. Okay, yeah, you said the hood, so I wasn't.
Yeah, but those are everywhere. But I mean, hood kids are into anime too.
Right? Like, you would least expect people. You're like, you really want, what in the hell? It's such a universal, so universal.
Well, and the interesting thing about Frederick High School is, like, you know, I say it's hood. Not everybody that went to that school
was hood, like, right? Yeah.
Was like from the hood or anything like that. Because, you know, I had friends there that were like super preppy, and they come from, like, you know, upper middle class and stuff like that. But
it would have been hood to us. Like, if, like, from
No. Like, the school was still hood. Like, the area that it was in was, like, a little run down. There's some parts of Frederick that, like, they're doing, like, a whole re-beautification of it that looks better. They actually just tore down my old high school there and built a brand new one.
Wow.
Like, brand new. When I went in December with my wife and my brother and his girlfriend met us there from Alaska, we went to Pennsylvania to visit my parents. And from there, we drove to Frederick, Maryland to spend the day. And we actually walked around the school, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah, memories were just probably like flowing back.
Oh, they were. It was crazy. But it wasn't like, because, like, you know, I definitely have Maryland friends that listen to this that I went to school with. They know.
What up, Maryland?
It wasn't the nicest school, and it wasn't the nicest area. But there was much worse areas, right?
Oh, like for Baltimore. Sure. Yeah.
But in our school district, besides Thomas Johnson or TJ High School, which was our rival, we were like the two like hood schools,
right? And, like, out of the bunch. Rest,
yeah, and then there's like Middleton and Urbana and like Tuscarora and stuff like that. Those areas were like a lot more preppy.
Okay. So,
yeah. Okay.
It's just like a wide range, just like those first two questions. Just a wide range.
Oh, no. Those were like on opposite ends of the fucking spectrum. That was crazy. Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
No, what the fuck? I picked up the You Go Blind one again. Okay. Fuck that. Okay.
Yeah. Discard those.
Yep. I already did. Okay. So these ones are actually pretty close. You win the Powerball, but lose the ticket.
Oh. That would kill me.
Yeah. Ooh. That would I think that would quantify like a 5-year-old temper tantrum.
I
like,
I would never be able to forgive myself for it.
I'd lose my shit. I'd be so mad.
I really would. I would probably I'd be quiet too. Like,
yeah.
People know, like, when I'm mad, I get quiet. I'm just talking mad shit in my head. About myself at that point.
That damn squirrel got in my pocket, stole that shit. Okay. Right. Next card is you fall into a septic tank.
Septic tank. I could live with the lost fucking lotto, but the septic tank with shit? Hell no. Even if it was my own shit. I do not want to be defecated on. Not even by a bird, not by a squirrel, not by nothing. Fuck no.
So this is so funny. I haven't posted it on the videos yet because I started a vlog, but I like fell off because it's a lot of fucking work. Shout out to all the vloggers that edit footage every day.
Oh my God.
I don't know how you do it. It takes hours.
It's consuming.
Anyways, oh, it is. It's fun, but it is consuming. So we were in DC riding around the scooters, and we get around one of the monuments right across the street from the George Washington one. I can't remember what it is. And a bird straight up shits on my wife's shoulder.
Yeah. At least it wasn't her hair, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can kind of wipe that off.
But it was one of those like nasty green shits.
Oh, it wasn't like no white. Like, you just passing by. Like, that bird was hurt and just.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so worse.
She took it like a champ, though. My wife's great. She laughed it off.
I'm like low key kind of terrified of flocks of birds of like above me. I'm like, do not shit on me.
Well, it's because you grew up in Alaska, and so the geese, like, whenever they fucking migrate just back, you're like, these little fuckers.
Yeah, you know what?
They're gonna really shit on me this time.
It stems from when I played baseball growing up. We had to go rake the fields. There's just shit everywhere and dead grass and all these geese and whatnot, and you're just like, fuck this.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Free labor. I'm like, only seven. You making me do this? I got blisters on my hands.
And then you're going to go hold a bat and get more blisters.
Oh, right. How to get some gloves, man.
Always. God. Okay. So do you want to hear the misery index on this?
Yeah, what's the misery index?
So the fall into the septic tank was at 41.
Okay.
And then the win the Powerball, lose the ticket is at 69.
Yeah, I can see that because people be stressing about financial. Personally, for me, it would be the shit. But I probably would have a mental breakdown knowing how I lost all that money by misplacing right. the ticket. So I can see that. Like, that's probably like the psychologist saying your mind would have broke or something.
It's true. It's
my mind would have broke if I got shit in my mouth.
Shit, just freeze.
I like, would. I just slam.
Shut down.
Yeah, I would just be like this. I can you imagine all the stories like going to like Thanksgiving or Christmas? You like, remember that one time you fell into a septic tank full of shit? Like, I could never live it down. I'm the youngest and I have two older brothers. Like, it would not.
No, they would literally bring it up every Thanksgiving.
Right. Like, you start dating someone, like, oh, did you know she fell into a septic tank full of shit? Like, Cameron, we got to talk about this again. Like, stop it.
Well, talking about shit, one of my favorite stories to talk about is the day I shit myself.
Oh, do tell.
I feel like everyone has this story and they're not always willing to share it, but I did. I shared this story in front of my speech class at UAA.
You're so brave. You are brave.
Oh, because I don't care. I don't care what you think.
Yeah, like, that's true.
I can laugh about it now, and I laughed about it 5 minutes after it happened. So here's the So in high school, I didn't drive. I always took the bus. I didn't get my driver's license until I was 18.
Bro, I remember. Remember yep. we used to take rides?
Yep. Yep. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Can't talk about it on the podcast, but yes, nope, we did.
AK Lana to King. You.
So I was – this is senior year of high school, and I was already ready for school. I was leaving to go to the bus, and I saw my little brother there who was at Mears Middle School. So we'd always wake up around the same time, go into the living room, watch like morning cartoons or like whatever's on and eat breakfast and then like nap, right? You always wake up.
Yeah, nap again. Nap. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And he was on his nap and I was already ready to get out the door. And I saw him there and I'm like, oh, I really don't have to fart, but this would be such a great opportunity. So I went over there. We're brothers. We prank each other. I went over there, squatted in front of him to like fart, and I pushed it, and I literally sharted all over my pants.
Oh.
And I was like, Mom, so my mom was still home. I was like, Ma, you gotta take me to school. She goes, what the fuck? Why? I go, I gotta get in the shower. She goes, why? I go, I shit myself.
Oh my God. Dude, you are so lucky you are still home to be able to have that option.
Oh my goodness. Because it wasn't like my stomach hurt or anything. It
no,
was just
you just
like,
had a, you just had a shit. You forced it.
Yeah, I just wanted to force this. That's it. Bro, I just wanted to force it. So.
Did your brother wake up to the smell?
He didn't even wake up until I started laughing. Because once I noticed it happened, I was like, this is unbelievable. I'm just so thankful I wasn't bare ass or something like that, because that would have been such a bad day for everyone. It would have been a bad day for everyone.
You would have had to clean up something. At least you could have just dropped trout.
I wouldn't have made it to school. Let's just say that.
Your mom said, why the hell do I have to take you to school now? That's hilarious.
She's getting ready for work. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So
that's like, awesome.
So I hop in the shower and shit like that. I tell this story so much, like it's one of the funniest things that ever happened to me.
Okay,
I caused.
Yeah, I didn't cause this story, but I heard it, and I'm just gonna. If I had to hear it, every time, I tell a new person, I'm like, if I had to hear it, you got to hear it. Okay.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with me. Okay. So my friend's Savi.
Sure.
No, sure, so for no, real, this has happened in Germany. I've never been to Germany. he was telling me about his buddy's like Tinder hookup, and it's the craziest shit, literally, I have ever heard. So he is stationed in Germany. I think he's in the army. Yeah, he has to be in the army, I think. And his buddy invited his brother over to party with them for like a week in Germany because they just got stationed there. He's like, come to Germany. You know, brothers are like, dude, let's do this. Germany? Yeah. Let's go drink them steins. So he came over. They were all hanging out. His brother that came to visit found a girl on Tinder. And he's like, okay, she's like kind of cute. You know, let's do this because she like they matched or whatever. I don't use Tinder, so I don't really know. But this is what he told me. So
I never used it either.
Yeah, you lucky. You're the one of the lucky ones. But anyways, a lot of people find love on there. I have so many friends that have met through Tinder and they're all dating for like these last couple years. But I digress. Good for them. So I think they meet up and she's like, do you want to come back to my place? He's like, hell yeah. So they go to her place. And the first thing when you walk in, you see like this couch and the floor covered in plastic. Okay. And he's like, okay. And I'm just in my head, I'm like, that's a weird flex. Like, and he thought that maybe she likes to pee, you know?
Or like,
he might like the worst thing she's going to ask.
Or squirt or something like that.
Yeah. Like the worst thing she's going to ask is for him to pee on her. So he's like, okay, whatever. You know, first red flag, kind of. You know, guys aren't ready to evacuate on the first red flag. They'll wait for like a couple more.
No. It's on the 10th flag. And they're like, maybe I shouldn't be here.
Should have probably left like 3 flags ago. So they get on the couch and they start making out. Then she starts fucking, as he says, sucking his dick on. You're just fucking massaging the shaft, as he says. And okay. She's doing that for a while. So she whips out this fucking shoelace string. Okay. Whips it out. Ties it around his nuts. Okay. You following me here? Still sucking on him. Okay. Just sucking on him. Just all up on the shaft. Dude. Right when he's about to like come. She rip cords the fucking shoelace. Dude. He shits everywhere.
What the fuck?
Listen. He's so embarrassed. He runs to the bathroom. Okay. He's in there trying to clean himself up. And he's like in there having like a semi-mental breakdown. Like, how the hell am I supposed to come out and face this woman? And right. He's like, he gathered all the courage he could, came out. This little piggy was rolling in his shit, smearing it everywhere. And he's like, yep, I'm out of here. Grabbed his clothes and ran out like butt naked.
Shut the fuck up.
I tell you what, German people are weird. No offense to Germany, but like y'all some weirdos. So like the running joke was like, but did she like wash that like shoestring at all? Or did she just go to like the next guy without washing it? Because right. I totally don't think she's washing that shoelace.
No, you gotta wonder how like because everybody
how does that, how do you get there? How do you get there?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, how did she get here? Because what was it, Varsity Blues, when the girl takes a dump on the guy's chest?
I think so.
Did she maybe have watched that growing up? I don't know.
She took 2 girls, 1 cup, and she's like, I could do a variation of that.
Right? 1 girl, 1 guy, shoelace, no cup.
Yeah. Yeah. Pig sty filled of shit.
Oh, so
that's
gross.
So ridiculous.
That's so gross.
It's interesting what leads people to that.
I know.
And we'll never know. I mean, I'm sure there's like some sex study in Germany. It's like, oh yes, this is why they get into these fetishes.
It's like she probably has like a great uncle that works on a pig farm or something. Something like, down the line.
Oh, you had beef today.
My god. Right? Like, oh god. Yeah. No, I couldn't. She would have been fine in that game that we were playing where she falls into the septic tank. She was like, oh no.
Oh, she would be like,
she would have been that's my dream.
Why is this even in this game? That sounds like heaven.
Dude.
Like, someone order a buffet.
Oh, okay. God. All right, let's get back to this game. Yeah, your turn.
I'm going to definitely have to put a disclaimer on this episode. But...
Dude, tell me why I was like, I'm going to have to like watch my cussing, but I'm just like, whatever.
Nah, fuck it.
No, yeah, pretty much.
I tell everyone it's explicit. If you have sensitive ears, don't fucking listen because I will offend you.
For sure.
And yeah, my goal is
not even cussing though. I want to offend people. I think people need to be offended more. I feel like we've gotten to this little soft ass ice cream. Like, you know, it's cool when you have like soft serve ice cream, but we're like way softer than soft serve like right now as a like a world. I don't even know.
My thing is, when especially when it comes to like vulgar words and comedy, is that I'm not saying stuff purposely to offend you.
Right.
I'm being my authentic self. This is how I speak. This is how I speak to my peers. Right.
Yes.
Obviously, obviously there are very, very specific circumstances where I'll clean up my language. But for the most part, this is me. So if you want a gist of me when you're listening to this podcast, that's how I'm going to speak. If you don't want to hear it, don't listen. I don't care.
Yeah, continue on. Carry on.
All right. All right. So when I do this, I have to like hide like the numbers under my like boobs or some shit. Like,
oh.
All right. Okay.
You know what you should do?
The numbers are like right at the bottom. Yeah.
You should have a couple, pull out a couple for you and just put something like tape them over or something. Not tape, but like, you have a pile.
Well, I do have a pile. I'm about to do it. This is mine. So I have to answer these ones.
Got you.
So, okay. So my first one is phone falls in the toilet, which isn't bad. That's not that bad.
I've done it.
Yeah. Everyone has. If you haven't, you don't have a cell phone. So get the fuck out of here. And like go back to like some like desert.
It happens. Just like, hopefully it happens at your house and not in public.
That's the worst.
That would be disgusting.
I think all three times were at my house. And thankfully in a clean toilet, it was like knocked it over because I was like cleaning up or something like that. You know where you like have like the counter right there and you're just like,
yep.
And you're like, fuck.
I know all too well.
Okay. So, or wet the bed every night.
Oh, God.
So phone in the toilet, wet the bed. I'm going to say wet the bed because that is like,
that's so
traumatic.
Much work. That's so much work cleaning it up.
Except for that lady in Germany who has the plastic sheets.
Shit, dude. Dude. Oh, like how do you even clean it? They just like pull the plastic out and just re-plastic, like you know what I'm saying?
You take the plastic off, you gotta bunch it up, and you take it out back and hose it down, and then you're good to go. I guess.
Oh yeah, that's you know people are probably like watching like as her neighbor like she got another plastic bag of shit.
Another victim.
Yeah, she got another one, Jerry. Or what would people's names be over there? Sandra.
Adolf.
Yeah. Bruno, we'll go with Bruno. That might be Italy, but I'm not sure.
There you go. Who knows? I actually do have German listeners, so
oh god.
Sorry,
so let us you guys are some questionable
let us know what your weird sex fetishes are.
Drop it in the comments if there's comments to be dropped somewhere.
Please do. Yeah, they can comment on Facebook, Instagram.
Or you could
Spotify,
totally be like this lady does not define Germany sex life. You can also claim that one.
You could.
But watch them like doing it and then like saying they don't. Like doing it.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Damn it, they found our secret fetish.
So I'm gonna say my answer is wetting the bed, because that
would be mine too.
That's just awful.
Yeah.
And I was right. Okay, so misery index for wetting the bed 68.5 and phone and toilet is 45.
All right, I'm going to tell you a story of me wetting the bed when I was little, because it's funny, because it is 68.5, especially when when you went to go visit your grandma in a totally different location. So my grandma, I used to call her Grandma Gingerbread, because her last name was Grandma Schwedler. And what kind of young kid can say Schwedler? I could barely like say my R's back then. So
German kid could. Yeah, I don't know why the Germans are getting hit on.
This is such a scary theme. I love it.
I promise you, I love the Germans. Love the Germans.
We
I'm
love
so
beer. We love the Wiener Schnitzels and all the good stuff and the pretzels.
They're good.
They're very good. Hi. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways. So let me give you a little background on my Grandma Gingerbread. So she lives on Friday Harbor. You go to Seattle and you have to drive up, I think maybe like an hour or two to the port, because you have to take a ferry over. It's in like the San Juan Islands. It's pretty freaking dope. I loved it when I was a kid going there. And she lives in this house. So did you watch Free Willy when you were growing up in the fire scene?
Of course. I haven't seen Free Willy in like 20 years, but
you know what I'm talking about. Sure. So that was my grandma's cove where she lived. So Disney literally paid her so they could film in her cove because that was her property.
She make a ton of money on that?
Oh, girl, you are buddy. She's from Old Oil. Okay. Disney.
She's like, thanks for the pocket change.
Dude, she actually, since I've been going, she promised me when I graduated or got a degree that I'm doing now, she's taking me on an all expense paid for trip wherever the heck I want to go with her. Because she's Germany. Really, you're you know go what? To Germany. Dude, honestly.
I have to see if this is what it's all about, beer and shit fetishes.
Honestly, yeah, but she's like so old, I don't want to do that to her. I want to go somewhere like maybe Hawaii, it's a little bit closer. She's old, COVID probably not. Anyways, I digress again. I digress a lot. So she has this hat. I know, right? It's like, what were we talking about? I don't know, let's just keep going on this train. So
you just keep her rolling, that's
just
it.
Keep it going. So she has this house and I'm just like probably 5, 6, maybe 4, somewhere in between that age. I can't remember. And it's big. The house looks so big to me because it is a big house. Well, she had a room with my grandpa Paul. She put me in this room with my brother. So my parents were in this like secret little room where I didn't even see it when I like initially got there because you have to go through like it was like a little bit of like a labyrinth, you know, and then they have the bed that folds down like the, you know, so I didn't even know that was the room that they were staying in because they put me into bed before they went to bed. Anyways, my mom puts down a black plastic bag because she knows better to put me down. I was a little wetter sometimes growing up. It didn't last long, but when it happened, it happened.
And I was too. I have a story after this.
It's like 3 in the morning, like really early in the morning, like maybe 2:33. And I like wake up and I'm cold. I'm like, Mom. I'm just, it's pitch black. I can't reach for lights because I'm too short. And I'm walking around the house all pissed on. Mom, grandma, gingerbread. Like just cold and like shaking. And my mom's like, I was like wandering for like 10 minutes before my mom woke up. And I was like, Mom. The lights turned off. I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pee the bed. I'm sorry, grandma, gingerbread. I was just so lost within those 10 minutes, like just cold. Didn't know the lay of the land.
Hey, hold on. Lana, hold on. How's your connection over there?
Good. Should be good. I know. I'm still connected.
Yeah, you're cutting in. Is it glitching? Do you have, just a little bit, like a phone reception kind of thing. Do you have the Wi-Fi on your phone on?
No, I have Yacht on my phone. Let me take it. Let me put my phone away. Throw it on the other end. Does it sound a little bit better?
Yeah, and then I'm texting my wife to turn off her Wi-Fi too for a little bit.
Yeah, tell her to stop watching Netflix.
She probably is. She's in the living room. So I'm gonna tell you my bedwear story. After I tell you this, so. I record this in our bedroom, in my wife and I's bedroom. And when I record these late night ones, she gets home around like 9:15, 9:30. Mm-hmm. She's like, I just want to go to bed. I'm like, I know, but I have work to do. And so now we're trying to like think of like a way to like wedge me into the closet. Cause we have a spare bedroom, but it's just like storage because there's no storage in this house. So it's like it's our storage room.
Right.
I'm like, I could like finesse things around and like make a corner. And she goes, why don't you just do it in the closet, because we have this like decent sized walk-in closet. I'm like,
that'd be dope.
I might
that actually might be better.
I can't remember the Instagram profile. There's a podcaster that I liked her post because she was recording in the closet. I'm like, you know, I've thought about doing that so many times and I just haven't pulled the trigger. And it's like, you know what? Tomorrow I might be pulling the trigger. I might just be like setting up in the fucking closet and recording.
Are you in the closet right now?
No, I'm not in the closet. Oh, right now.
I was like, that would be so funny right now.
No, I'm in my bedroom. You're in your bedroom. Okay. So I had a decently traumatic childhood, you know, abusive father, shit like that.
Right.
And I wet the bed a lot. It was just run of the mill for Lakota, at least once a week or so. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time my mom went, I don't know, I think she went to like TDY or something like that in like Korea or something. And we stayed with family friends who were also like staff members at a youth program I went to.
Okay.
And I loved her. It's Miss Joanne. Shout out to Miss Joanne. You're amazing. You're one of the reasons why my childhood was like really, really great. I love my mom. My mom was great. It's just like Joanne definitely helped me through a lot of shit. And so we were staying at her house with my best friend at the time, Melissa Deppa. And like all of us were like playing around, like we're having fun, and then it was time for bed. And I went to like my like guest bedroom. She went to her guest bedroom, and then everybody else went to bed. And I woke up the next morning and I had pissed the bed, which is horrific, right? Because like my friend's there, right? Someone who I like, my mentor, my friend, someone I look up to, it's her like day bed that I pissed on.
It's embarrassing.
And I come out. Oh, it's embarrassing. I come out and she goes, "Oh, what happened?" I go, "I think I had a wet dream." I was like 9 or 8 or something like that. I had no idea what a wet dream was. And she just starts laughing. She goes, "You think you had what?" I go, "I had a wet dream. Like I was peeing in my dream and then I actually peed, which is, that's how it goes, right?
If you got to pee in your dream,
you better get the hell up. You got to pee, right?
Yeah.
She goes, "Sweetie, that's not a wet dream." I go, "What is a wet dream?" She goes, "I cannot tell you that, but okay." So they clean it up. It was mortifying. It was absolutely fucking mortifying.
It always is, because they got to rip off the sheets and they just kind of look at you because they're tired, because it's like happens in like the crazy hours in the morning.
Yeah. No, I slept through it. This was the next morning when we're like getting ready for breakfast and stuff.
He just laid there. I need to sleep.
I didn't wake up. I didn't wake up till the next morning. Then I realized it was your dream. Like, oh, I pissed myself.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, did you ever put?
So that's why I call it a wet dream.
Facts, man. It could be, but she damn well knew that wasn't the case.
I know what a wet dream is now. Just disclaimer for the listeners.
Yeah.
I just found out last week.
Yeah. Your wife let you in on a little secret, huh?
She goes, "Sweetie, that's not what it is. I've been telling everybody for the past, like, my entire adulthood that a wet dream is when you pee in your dream, right? That's what
no one can correct you at that age, right?"
They're like, yeah. "Like, you know, Lakota, you're 27 years old. Get your shit together."
Oh, my God. Dude, the kids, you know what they say when they're growing up? They just say the darndest things, for real, though. I have like
rest in peace, Bill Cosby.
Dude, for real though. Do you watch the Today shows on Facebook? Do you get on Facebook a lot? They have those little clips of Today or The Morning. It's called The Morning. Yeah. And it's like my little guilty pleasure nowadays because they are so funny. Gosh.
I'm on Facebook and I'm like really fucking close to deleting it.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason why I'm gonna keep it is because I have my Instagram. Facebook is like fucking useless right now. And for my purposes, because when I go on there, it's just a giant waste of time. And like it is, right? It's filled with just nonsense liberal bullshit or nonsense conservative bullshit. At least my feed is. Maybe it's just I need to like delete a lot of like what I'm following.
Right.
But it's like, I'm just like bombarded by like this tragic news, that tragic news, this tragic news. Pray for me. Da 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 da. I'm like,
I see what you're saying. Like, I just choose to like ignore those and like share funny things because that's what all.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's getting hard. I know,
but it gets to you.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Like the funnier things, like the funnier things that I find are in my groups that I'm in.
Yeah,
and those are like the videos I share because it's
the pages and everything.
Yeah, these people get it.
Yeah, they do.
No, it's insane. It's insane. Okay. You ready for your next round of cards? I'm kicking your
ass. Yes, I am. I know you are. I'm gonna be okay. I'm not gonna go with what I think is worse. I'm gonna go with what the world thinks is worse, or these doctors.
Well, that's what I learned. That's what I learned last week. Is you kind of have to look at it objectively. Okay.
Yeah.
So your first card is stranded during a flood, and your second card is you lost your wallet.
Okay. It better be stranded when you're in a flood.
It is. And it's really not by much. It's really
Like 2 points? 0.5?
No. I mean, there's like 28 points, but like I thought they'd be like way further apart. So lost your wallet's 40.5 and stranded during a flood is 68.1.
Okay. Yeah, losing your wallet can be stressful.
I would have thought that'd be higher.
Yeah, right? Like you're stranded.
Yeah, but I thought that shit would have been like
70,
way
80.
Higher, like yeah. 80. Yeah, something.
Like okay, no power, stranded, flat.
Let's blow through these. Let's see. Okay, so my first card is caught picking nose on national TV. That's not too bad. All right.
You don't give a fuck.
I don't. But I got to think objectively.
Yeah. What's this next one?
Okay, your pet is lost.
Oof.
Oh, that's a hard one, though. Like, objectively, I think people would be mortified if they, like, were caught picking their nose on national TV.
Yeah, you got, all these narcissistic.
Like a family member.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with pet.
I would have gone with pet.
I'm going to go with pet. I'm probably wrong. Oh, I'm right. Oh, good.
Good.
Okay.
We got
good.
Humanity okay. still right. exists. I catch people so picking their nose on my way to work, man. People always pick.
I'm that guy. I mean, I wash my hands like 200 times a day, but like, you know, if I'm just driving and I got a little like dangler there, I'm like,
oh yeah. I'm talking about people that are aggressive. Like you should be behind closed doors doing that, bub. That little jig, like that little number.
Your finger is molesting your nose, sir. You really should get
like,
a room.
Are you getting like a COVID test? Do you have a Q-tip? Because I saw your fucking finger at the top of your nose pop out.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, this guy was going in one day and I just stopped and I looked at him. He looked at me and I'm just like, I'm just going to keep going. I just looked forward and sped off.
He did.
He did. I was watching him.
Yeah.
And then he turned over finally and I looked at him. I kind of just looked at him. I just like, just looked forward and kept chatting.
He's doing like a dead gaze into your soul.
Yeah. I was like, this guy does not give a fuck. Let me just continue.
No fucking give it.
He really didn't. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to it. We got two more rounds.
All right.
So
you're winning.
Dive into shower. I am. I am kicking your ass on this one. I can't say the same for last week. Cape kicked my ass. Dive into shallow water. Which that's pretty awful. And then a spider crawls into your ear.
I would probably have to say shallow water.
You're right. But can I make an argument
for the
spider crawls
and
into your ear?
It would be worse with me with the spiders. I'd rather hit some rocks.
You and I literally just had this conversation on Facebook, actually.
Did you see that thing? This black widow. Okay, guys, I was on Facebook, and this guy took a picture of a black widow. He caught it was not that tiny of a snake, but it caught it in its web on a tire, okay? A tire, y'all. And the snake, he must have got him with the venom of the, you know, I don't know.
Black widows will, like, one bite will take down a human.
Yeah. Yeah. It took down that little snake. Yes. It was a pretty good sized little snake.
Oof. That snake had no chance.
I know. I hate snakes. I hate spiders. Oof.
I saw my first tarantula in Texas. It was back by the dumpsters at work. So I work at Domino's right now. I left my sales job when COVID hit. And I was doing door-to-door sales.
I know. And, I was listening to your podcast. You doing work, bro? Putting in 60 hours a week or whatnot?
Yeah, I'm thankfully going down to like 40 from now on, because I told him like I'm gonna start putting in more into my CBD company, excuse me, and then the podcast too is taking a little bit more prep than it ever did, just because now I have a co-host and we have structure now, and stuff like that. So we have things that we're doing. I put in about 20 or 30 hours at home, or at least I try to, and then another 40, sometimes 50 hours at Domino's.
So like 60 overall a week. 20 at home, 40 at work.
Like 70 or 80. It just depends on the week.
Okay. That's a lot, man.
Yeah. It just, you got to chase your dreams. So, yeah. I'm working on building a brand, the Iconte Even brand. I'm working on building the Philos Apothecary brand, the CBD company.
Is that your company? The Apothecary? Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you have like a physical location? Are you still doing it out of your house or how does that go?
So it's all online.
The beauty of the internet.
I know, I love it. So I work with a manufacturer in Colorado. He takes some stuff from Colorado, but he's in California. He gets his hemp from Colorado and then distills the CBD out, and I buy it from him.
That's dope.
Like white label or private label or whatever you want to say it. So it is mine. I eventually want to work on like my own special blends of like CBD isolates, CBG isolates, like having it like the terpenes a lot stronger. Yeah. But I'm not at that point yet. I'm just working on building a brand. It's really good stuff. I have the lab reports on my website and it's crazy. Like how strong this stuff is and how much I sell it for is like way less than like Charlotte's Web or any of those other competitors. So, it's mine. I have a couple investors, but, I run the whole operation. It's my whole shebang. So it's pretty cool.
Do you have other people that like are wanting to invest or like could invest if they wanted to? Is that like an option or are you good right like now?
Always. I mean, we're actually looking to expand. I mean, we can talk more about this later. Listeners don't want to hear about this shit. It's so boring.
If you ain't fucking making money, you ain't hustling, you doing something wrong with your life. You should be listening to this shit. But I hear you. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say this one part. I'm looking to add like supplements like protein and pre-workout and stuff like that from a manufacturer in Georgia. Atlanta, like in the outside of Atlanta, it's like Duluth, Georgia. And so, I mean, I'm always willing to talk if people are interested in supporting and investing their money and stuff like that. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So, I'm always looking for a good investment, dude.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom. We grow. Yeah. We grow. Okay. We grow. So you won that. You won that. And then this is, let me add your name to that. I'm keeping track. Okay, last round for me.
Last round for you.
Okay.
Hopefully it stumps you.
Let's see. If we do, it's tied. If I do. So, sprayed by a skunk on your wedding day.
Oh my God. That is so not okay.
I didn't do a damn thing for my wedding. My wife planned everything. I just had to show up and be like somewhat sober.
Yeah, that's it. You did. Yeah. I was listening to your podcast. Like, I don't even remember my vows.
No idea what the hell I said. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
No idea.
They must have been good.
She still said yes. So
yeah, she still said yes.
That's all that matters.
Oh man,
that's all that matters. Okay.
Oh god.
Next card, you're fired. So you're fired, or a skunk sprays you at your wedding. I'm gonna go with skunk.
That would suck. Like it would suck to get fired, but you can always get another job. But you only have your wedding once,
exactly.
Unless you get divorced, exactly. You have multiple weddings.
I was like, why exactly? I was way fucking wrong. You're fired. And this is fucked up. Their card has a dude like literally jumping out of a skyscraper.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, we don't think like that. So they said that.
Well, I do. I just don't vocalize that kind of shit. And they just like, wow, we're just going to put it on a card.
Yeah. Honestly, like if I like were to get like not my job that I have, I would just dread having to like do an interview again.
Are you still at UPS?
Yeah, I've been at UPS for 6 years, so
it's awesome. Dope. Are you a driver or what do you do there?
Work in the office and I run do the warehouse. It's a real small operation. There's only two of us. There's supposed to be three. We're supposed to be hiring a third person. But yeah, it's really chill for the most part. But you do have that stressful moment because, unfortunately, we do work with people who are not as bright as you think they should be.
Right.
You know, you always got to work with people. Like, we've been working with these people for years, and they still don't know, like, it's like the same thing. Every step is the same. Like, you know, there's only about five steps, and they're missing about three or four of them.
All they know. Do you work at the airport location? Or
no, thank God. I'm off at the other end of the airport in our own warehouse. It's so chill. It's very chill.
Is it over there by Earthquake Park? Like, is it still, like...
Oh, no. So, if you're going towards the airport, the... Actually, can we not talk about this? I don't want people to know. Yeah,
no, you're good. You're good.
Oh, my God.
I was just curious.
I'll tell you when we're not recording. Yeah. Let's keep that one. God damn. Almost just... I'm messing up here.
They're like, we know.
Telling them my full name. Telling them where I work.
I got the T. Okay, so social security number and address.
Right. 1111111.
Right. No, so I worked at the airport, so that's why I was asking. I worked in logistics and cargo.
Pegasus. Yeah, you were at Pegasus last. I remember you being in Alaska. I remember that.
I think that was one of my last jobs in Alaska before I went to. I think I worked at the bookstore at UAA and then left for Vivint for the summer to Laredo, where I live now, and loved the job I was doing. I mean, that whole experience with Vivint was like mostly good.
Right.
Door to door is a hard job, but it was mostly filled with just amazing experiences and met really great guys and gals.
That's dope.
But it... But yeah, Alaska, I was at Pegasus for like 3 or 4 years, and that job was cool too. I did a lot of work for them, and I don't think I was compensated enough, so I quit.
No, underpaid, like, and they asked too much for you.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you're saying I'm like 21, 22, and I'm like responsible for like cargo loads for an international flight. It's like, you know, if I fuck this up, like, you guys will lose millions, right? And people could potentially lose their lives, right? Like, my job's pretty fucking serious, and you pay me $12 an hour?
Right?
No.
Dude, I know. They're paying me, like, the bare minimum and, like, asking you, like, to do, like, I don't know, asking a lot.
It's true. It's like, they're giving you a lot of responsibility. And it's like, you know, for a while, it didn't matter. And it wasn't really about the money, because I was fine. It was just about the fare compensation, where it's like, you know, I do a lot of work and I feel like I'm like the least paid person.
The disrespect, basically.
Yeah, it's like a slap in the face to Lakota. I had a great experience at Pegasus too, but
yeah. What's even more crazy,
I talked about
though?
That with my friend.
Which one?
What?
What? You go.
No, you go. This has become way too awkward.
My bad. So I would say, you know, what's crazy though, is that the people that like run the equipment, they're like all Teamsters, and they get paid to like go hide and go sleep. And like they do drugs and stuff, and they don't get drug tested. These are the people keeping cargo going. Like,
it's crazy.
It blows my mind. I'm like, how the hell did these people get a job? It's because of the unions. They keep these guys, and you can't fire these people because they're in unions, even if they're not fit to be there. But they're there, fucking up every piece of pallet that comes off. Oh, man. So, yeah, I get it. And they're getting paid like $40, $45 an hour, where you get paid 12, where you're working your ass off.
And sober doing it.
Yeah, and sober. We have to be sober. That's the kicker. That's the goddamn kicker.
It's just, if they would just put a bar in our office, I'd be fine.
Bruh, my buddy works for the Air Force, or is in the Air Force, and they legit have a bar. Like, after they get done flying, because they let you do like the AWACS planes, and after they're done with their like 12-hour whatever flight, they come back and just get lit. I was like, damn, that sounds fun.
I imagine that job's stressful.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. How's the COVID situation up there right now?
So honestly, my opinion, I worked through all the COVID. I never had any time off. I was working the whole time. Honestly, truly believe it wasn't as bad up here because it's Alaska and the governor was like, you just stay 6 feet apart. You guys can still do what you want. Just socially distance. Now, there were people who obviously don't listen to that rule. And there's people who were like, I'm not going to wear a mask, which is fine. Just stay away from other people if you're going to be. There's so much space here. You know, like some guy was like, what was he? Some guy was jogging with a mask on or wasn't. And someone was walking and they're like, put your mask on. He's like, dude, I'm like running. Like he was like running. Like, how do you expect someone right. to wear a mask when they're like running? Like, come on.
You can't.
I don't know. You can't. Yeah. But and then we got our mayor who had just shut us down again for all the month of August. And, you know, you remember Perfect Cup?
Oh, shout out to Ethan, baby. No, I'm just kidding.
God. Fuck
I'm just
dude.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, what's it called? Boycott Berkowitz. Dimwit Berkowitz. Like, we got all types of names for that guy. He looks like Lord Farquaad from Shrek or someone. Someone was saying he's so short, dude. I was like, is that really him? He's not as tall as the podium. Goddamn. But yeah.
He is a short man. I think I met him once because for a while there, like Anchorage, from like at least my inner circle, people are about him, right? It's like,
oh,
well, this is an Alaskan.
There are people.
You know, yada, yada, yada.
He's not from Alaska. He's from South. He's from San Francisco, California.
Oh, is he really? See, I thought this whole time he's like true Alaskan.
Nope.
Like that.
He is from California, and he brought his liberal ways here. Well, you know, which is fine, but you can't. What he's doing, what are pissing people off again, is he's trying to use the CARE Act funds for COVID relief. To build these
for
homeless
his own restaurants and stuff like
no,
that.
No, no, not for his restaurant.
Thing. This is another.
This
thing.
Is a different this thing where he's thing. Trying okay. to have these homeless camps set up by these by homes, elementary schools. He's trying to set up these homeless camps, thinking it's going to help the homeless problem. It's just going to make the area shitty because these homeless people have no regard for like the surroundings. Like they leave trash everywhere. There's needles everywhere. Like in the interior. Guy that's head of the interior, he told because they were what was it they went down to Lusac library to vote and there were people out there banging on the door saying we don't want this, please don't do this. Like people were really upset by it. They passed it anyways. Then the interior guy, I think that Trump appointed or something, I forgot his name, said you cannot use COVID relief fund money to make homeless camps because we already have the Sullivan Arena for the homeless people, and they don't even utilize that. That's not even has not even been maxed out at all. And now they're trying to move it over to people where they live and where elementary schools are. And they're trying to what's that? It's like there used to be the Red Line. I think it might be a Best Western on the corner when you come down the highway on 36 and New Seward.
No, I don't know.
Anyways, don't they're trying anymore. To like convert that into a homeless camp. Like hotel thing, thinking it's gonna help.
Well, here's the thing. Like, what do we do with them though? Because
for people that don't know though,
especially Anchorage homeless population is really out of control.
Yeah, it's gotten bad last 5 years.
I mean, even before I left, when my wife moved up from Laredo, I warned her. I'm like, look, here in Laredo, there's like a handful of homeless people and you like know all of them, right?
Yep.
They're like
yep.
the same people, right?
There's Bob.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then up in Alaska, there's like thousands.
What you know what it is though, is that it's all, not all of them, some all come down from the villages to party during the summer because they can
well,
come and drink down
here. Yeah, but it's that, but also a lot of them were like excommunicated from villages.
Yep. That's another big, yep. That's another big one too.
There's up there in the interior, there's tribunals. So basically the state and the federal government was like, yeah, you guys make your own government. In a sense, this is like definitely watering it down. So if you're listening to know more about this, like comment, but there's dry villages. So those villages have voted to say, we don't want mind altering substances here. Right.
But like, that's bullshit at the same time, though, because they're sending their problem to us now. And they're not paying for that person. And now we're having to pay for it. I get it if you want to excommunicate the dude for wanting to party, but you better put him on a list letting us know he's coming down, because you guys should still have to pay for it. You know, they get subsidized up the ass out there. Okay. Like,
yeah.
Those people, they need to be paying. They need to pay. Like, they have enough money within their own businesses with the native corporations that they need to set aside a little slush fund for these people, because they're their people. They have their own rules, but they are still their people. You know, you can't just send your one-way ticket down to us and expect the people down here who pay their taxes and don't drink a fifth out in the middle of the open while walking across the street to pay just because you decided to excommunicate them. Like, that's bullshit.
That's an interesting perspective. I'd never really thought about it that way. If and I don't know how involved native corporations are, because they're like global companies now.
But they got the money, trust me.
I know they do. I know they do. And I mean, Pegasus was under one of the native corporations, and like they owned like multiple companies around the United States. Mm-hmm. No, that would be interesting if it was just like a fund that they funnel in, you know, every quarter, where it's like, this will go towards. But the thing is, right? People think that money solves everything, right? It's like, okay, well, when you get that money, what do you do with it, right? What do you do with it? You build a shelter. Well, where do you build the shelter, right? We already have several shelters that are poorly run as it is because they don't have the funding. But where are you going to put shelters at now? Oh, we're going to put it here. Well, I don't like it there because that affects my environment. Okay, we're going to put them over there. Well, you can't put it over there because that ruins the park or whatever, right? Just to take from your side, it's like, I get that, but it's like, then what the fuck do you do with this money? Even if the native corporation was like, okay, here's $5 billion, solve the homelessness problem.
What I would do is I would
build an island.
Nothing barbaric. Send them to Kodiak. No, you gotta have like a registry of people, so you know who you have. You have to know like what is their deal. Like, are they mentally ill? Okay, some of these people are mentally ill. They need help. So with that money, you would get them medical help. Psychologically, go to the psych ward. You know, like there's people that have alcohol addiction. Okay, you see that. But you have to have like like a registry of like who's there, because we don't know who is there. We don't know how many people need help. You don't know how many people are homeless. Like, you just see them. You don't remember the face. Like, you have to like kind of like, I'm not saying like tag these guys like a fucking fish, but you know, like you have to have a registry, just like a registry. Like, hey, like, cause they have drug problems. You're like, do they want to get better? You have to ask these questions. Like, how did you get here? Like, you have to become more human with these people. People just say, all they say is, and that's the problem why a homeless has gotten so bad, is because the people that are in power have let this become a way of life for these people. They didn't stop it when it started happening. They didn't stop it at the point where the people might have wanted help, but now they're kind of like, fuck it. They don't care about me. I'm going to keep partying. Like, when you were rebelling, if you ever rebelled, you thought your parents didn't care because they didn't let you go out and do stuff. But then when you go older, you're like, okay, I was an asshole. Like, they just really cared. Like, you know, it's the same thing. These people are slightly rebelling and just need a little guidance and have a conversation with people, make them feel more human. Like, this one lady had a sign saying, I'm tired of sucking dick for cheeseburgers. Can someone just give me some food? You know, like, what point did she have to start sucking dick for some fucking cheeseburgers that mean you can pay by finding, like, what is it, like $1.50? Find quarters on the ground somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's just like these people. And
I think that would work for a population of them, right? A
percentage. Yeah. But start small. We're not trying to say you can't save the whole population homeless people in one day. You know, you got to start taking little pieces out of it.
The problem with the registry, though, that I see is that, A, there's a stigma about being homeless, right?
True.
So you are going to lose a large population of people that just aren't going to want to out themselves for that, even though it would help them, right? Because there's a lot of them that would rather pitch a fucking tent than like have a heated bedroom and a shelter with a bathroom and a place to shower, right? They'd rather go pitch a tent because of pride, right?
Well, you know how you fix that, right? You know how you fix that, right? Well, if me and you were out, say we were drinking out in public, a cop would arrest us, right, for indecency and drinking, and you know you're supposed to be walking around drinking. We need to, like, these people need to be arrested. Okay, you take their information down. You send that information into, you know, you send it over to the registry. You know, well, the cops, I've watched cops look at these people drinking a fifth of Monarch. I was like, are you going to do anything about that? And he just looked over and he's like, probably not. And just they kept going. I was just like, for real? Because he had his window rather, back.
But our taxpayer, I mean, I don't live in Alaska anymore, but your taxes pay for those cops to be doing that. And from what I remember, APD is still pretty slim.
Right? Nope, still they beefed that up.
Still underfunded, did they? Okay, because they was like extremely underfunded.
No, they're doing well because listen to this shit. They have been suing. Their payroll does not pay them correctly, and it's in their contract. If you don't pay me correctly, they can sue you for like so much money. So they're suing like themselves, I think, and getting more money. And we've been hiring more cops, and they raised our taxes, I believe. And we have way too many cops for this location for them not to be doing anything, because we had a really bad like couple years of car stealing and the cops weren't doing anything about it because my boss's daughter's car got stolen and her friend called the cops saying, hey, this is the case number, the car's here. They're like, oh, well, you're not so-and-so that made the report, so we can't help you. Click. You know, it's...
Oh, no, it was bad. I was explaining that to people. I know 14 people personally who had their car stolen in like a 6-month period.
That is nuts. And then now all of a sudden it stopped.
14 people. So that's interesting. That means they
caught someone.
It wasn't... Yeah, because there was someone leading it. It was definitely like organized with a chop shop or like something.
Yeah.
Because you would have these meth heads that were stealing these cars. They were just the pawns. Yep. And they were bringing the car somewhere, and you'd never fucking see it again. You're not seeing your car again. Then there was that vigilante who got like fucking
that dude into,
like excited. there's an Alaskan page that like he got.
I remember him. Like, yeah, he got in trouble. He got in trouble.
Yeah, he had some charges on him, and it's like you're.
But like, didn't they drop
interrupting police investigations? Yeah, they did because the public was like losing their fucking minds. They're like, this dude was doing your fucking job.
He was the only one doing
him
it.
Charge him?
Yes.
He was. And he was killing it.
He was damn good at it.
He was killing it. He goes, send me their informations. I ain't got no fucking job. Let me just like.
Yeah. Vigilante for, you know, he was awesome. I remember that. I was like, this guy's the only one protecting us from our cars getting stolen. He really didn't give a fuck.
Let's talk about, we're idiots, so we're never going to solve the fucking.
No, for sure problem. Not. But
but I think
sorry, you guys all had to listen to that rant.
It's definitely like different way, like 180 from the German shitting on the couch.
Wait, man, shoot the shit, as you would say.
Shoot the shit.
I love that. That's hilarious.
Let's talk about. I want to end this podcast discussing. You've become kind of a pseudo celebrity. And I want a particular group.
Oh my God. You're actually going to bring this up.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we talk about it?
Sure. Actually, one of the people in that group asked me to send her this podcast when it was done because she wanted to listen to it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm planning on doing a chug with you at some point to promote this. Yes, I will do a chug on the page.
I asked you to do one and you said you couldn't do one because you're trying to get into Border Patrol and now you're going to do one with me?
Yeah, I am because I was looking into like I was talking to a lot of people about it and they're like, no, like as long as you're not breaking the law and shit, which I'm not.
Right.
They don't care. Right. They literally, you're a human being. You're going to drink beer.
Hell yes.
Yeah. So I gotta figure out when we're going to do it. Probably like tomorrow when I get off work or so. It's probably going to be like 2 a.m. my time. And like, maybe not. Cause then it'd be like midnight or 11 o'clock your time.
I'd stay up for it.
But okay. And we'll do a little chat. And then
talk to the group. We'll have a little, and we'll talk about your podcast where people can go and listen to this podcast that we're doing right now.
Hells yeah.
All right. Yep. Oh, man. So let's talk about this group. I guess I have become slightly famous. Unintentional, of course.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you're hilarious. I mean, that was one thing that I always remembered about our friendship is that, you know, anytime I could get a pick-me-up, I'd hit up Jordan. Like, what's up, dog? Like,
Miss Cross's class.
We'd fuck around in class. Miss Cross's class mythology.
Dude, do you remember? God, you remember Bestial? She used to piss me off because we had coffee. I would get coffee from Miss Nermy's class, and I'd set it down, and she'd be fucking combing her hair with her dandruff. I'm like, did I ask for extra sugar? No. It's like, stop brushing your goddamn hair over my coffee. It looks like Christmas Day over here. Was just like, God damn it. Oh, man. Hear an interesting
story about Beth Steele.
She's hit like 3-7 people with her car. How does she still have her license? I have no idea. But go, do tell.
Oh, shit. I just got hit. We got to talk about that on this podcast. I got fucking T-boned the other night.
No. Oh, I saw your car. I didn't know what happened, though. Damn. All right. Dead ass serious. Let's do Beth Steele first.
All right. Okay, so Beth Steele, so Bryce he moved in with this dude in like the Spinard area. It was actually a decent looking house. And I was helping him move. And the dude's like, hey man, is it okay if like my girlfriend comes out and like hangs out? I'm like, sure, I don't give a fuck. It is fucking Beth Steele.
Yikes.
And I'm like, I haven't seen this bitch in like 3 years, like 4 years. Like,
was hoping like, to continue it.
Yeah, like, well, her and I, like, we didn't have any beef. I didn't beef with many people. I don't think I beefed with really anyone in high school.
You didn't.
I was just like, nah, like, cool. You feel that way? All right.
I don't care. It is.
It's true. So she, yeah. So she comes over and it's just awkward as hell because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck is this guy, first of all? And then, like, anyways, it wasn't that interesting. It was just like the
random
shock of the moment.
Yeah. You're like,
yeah. When you're like, that web of networks where you're like, how the fuck do you know this person? I went to high school with this chick.
Like, right. And anyways. Bryce is like roommate. So he has to see her exactly. All the time.
Oh, all man. The time.
You know the best thing about high school, though? You know what the best thing about high school is? You graduate.
Then it's over.
You leave.
It's done.
It's done. You don't gotta see those little shits.
Then you move to Texas.
Yeah, and you start your own podcast.
Then you move to Texas, and you really don't have to see anybody you don't want to.
Bro, right?
I'm sure I pissed off a lot of people.
No way.
Come to Texas.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. College years were crazy.
Oh, yeah. College. Yeah, probably. People, they're finding themselves. And they can't take a joke probably at that time either. Anyways.
No.
But,
everybody's so fucking serious in college sometimes. You're like, what the fuck?
I was not. Like I said, I had to come back to Alaska because I kept partying too much.
Where were you at?
So I got a basketball scholarship. In Vancouver, Washington, there was a junior college called Clark College. Played a year there.
Shut the fuck up. That's where Bryce lives right now. He literally lives in Vancouver, Washington.
What's he doing there?
Okay, great. He's in the union. He's a carpenter now.
Oh, he's still doing that? Dope.
Oh, he's doing it. He's like a general foreman now. He's doing really well.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, he's putting in at least 10 years of work. Her reunion's coming up. I'm not going.
I'm not going either. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't want to see anybody, really.
Let's go maybe
a handful of people.
Yeah, let's go like in the 30-year reunion. Not the 20, but the 30, because I still want to see some people. You'd be dope.
It's true. Yeah. We'll see. It's a lot easier for you to go than for me. Is anyone 100%. Planning that? Is that planned?
Yeah, who's our?
Is there somebody doing it?
I haven't gotten
an invitation.
Honestly, like I don't know how they would reach me. Yeah.
Like, well, this bitch changed her name to Lana, so I guess what?
Honestly, I'm hoping that someone from service invites me to theirs because I have more friends there than I did Diamond.
God. Nah, I'm good.
You should just show up. But like,
I probably will. That would be me.
Show up to service and be like, yep. Anyways, I got T-boned the other night.
That's nuts. Were you driving like a pizza out?
Segway after segway. No, so I just clocked off work. It was like 11:40, 11:50. So very close to midnight. And I stopped. I'm like 3 minutes out from the store, going the same path that I always go. And there's this four-way intersection. And I stop, and then like 5 seconds, 6 seconds later, like long seconds, right? This dude comes to a stop. And I'm like, cool, like I have the right of way. I stop first. We're the only two here, right? Am I wrong or am I right?
Hey, okay. If you stop first, so, it's your go.
Yeah. So I go, and I'm going like 10 or 15, right? Whatever it is that you're like crossing the intersection. And homeboy, like I'm halfway in. Then homeboy, for some reason, floors it and just slams into my rear side.
Dude.
And you saw the pictures and shit, like where you put it. Yeah, I'm like, what the why?
You're like, I'm so too pissed. Sober dude, like, for this right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I was on the phone with my wife. She was scared. She like I hung up on her, and I came out like a raging bull, because I'm like, if this guy leaves, I'm going to literally run and track down his truck and beat the shit out of him, because I was so mad. He stopped and then started coming towards me. And like all that anger for some reason melted away.
With you?
Melted away. I'm like, oh, yeah, because he stopped. Yeah. Because I thought he was going to hit and run me.
Right.
And so I was like furious. Because I saw him like drive off a little bit, but it was just so he could get off the road. So, because I came out like, you, I was like, you motherfucker, like you gotta leave like that. And like,
oh my God.
I was pissed. And no, he gets out, like an older gentleman. He was actually like really nice. And he goes, dude, I'm sorry. I'm just like going to get medicine, right? It's midnight, bro. Where the fuck are you going to get medicine?
Anyways, your drugs, your meth.
Yeah, right. And so he goes, dude, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And he immediately admits fault. I'm like, boom, got that. Hey, can I get your license and your insurance? Take a picture of that. Boom, boom, got that. Called the cops. Cop came like 5 minutes later. Boom, had that. My wife was showing up because she was super worried because I hung up on her.
Yeah. And she probably heard you go like, oh, shit. Yeah.
But she said she heard it. She said she heard like a huge crunch. She goes, I was so scared. And I'm like, you're telling me, like, I was fucking terrified.
That was on your passenger side, right? The where he hit you?
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah. Yeah. Good.
So he fucked it up. He fucked up my leg. My leg was like sore. My right calf was like super sore for 2 days. And then today was like no pain at all. I was able to put full weight on it. And so that's good. I mean, that was the only, no whiplash, nothing.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you're okay.
He had insurance, and I have insurance. Yeah, it was just nuts. Like,
dude, that's so random. I had
to take a couple of days off from work.
Oh man, yeah. That's so random. Like, you're at a four-way stop, and he caused. Like, imagine if you were like, if he was like coming down, like you know, he stopped and then went, and that still fucked you up. Like, can you imagine like if he was like going any faster? Like, God.
I mean, no glass broke, nothing, no air, like airbags deployed. I was shot. And I'm like, how fucking random. He goes, sorry, man, I wasn't paying attention. Like, you goddamn right you weren't paying attention, homie. I was in the middle of the intersection. Are you fucking kidding me? Of course, like, you weren't paying attention.
Was he on his phone, like playing a game or something? You know, like, was he texting and he wasn't, you know, he was just going through the motions? Like,
when you drive the same path every day, right? You're just like, you know where the stop signs are, you know where the stop lights are, you know like where everything is. So you're just kind of in auto mode.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't paying attention to him, like what he was doing. I was just paying attention to like what needs to happen for me. Right.
Stop. You weren't looking past your peripherals or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just paying attention to what was in front of me, right? And so, like, that's on me. But yeah. Also, at the same time, he wasn't in my periphery when he fucking hit me, right?
Right. You did look over and saw him stop. So, he did look at one point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh no, so there was a, like, I remember this. This is like, I remember I'm driving forward and I see his headlights getting closer. So, I lay on my horn. So, I did see that.
Right.
And I tried to avoid it a little bit. By then, he had already hit me. And I'm like, fuck. Like, oh man.
It's already too late.
Anyways, that was how my yeah, it was way too late. That was how my Friday night was.
That sucks. I'm glad you're okay though.
It does. Thank you. Is there anybody from high school that you still like keep up with?
My best friend Tiffany, I've known since kindergarten. So I talked to her. I just hung out with her yesterday. Okay. We don't hang out all the time. No, I don't think so.
Did she go to Diamond?
Nah, she went to Bartlett.
Did Tiffany go to Diamond?
No, she went to Bartlett High.
Oh, she went to fucking Bartlett.
Yeah.
Bartlett was probably very close to Frederick School.
Yeah, that's you got a mixed, diverse group. It's probably east though, to be honest. Yeah, you got a lot of military there, but no, that's probably
like, oh yeah, yeah, you're right. East,
yeah,
east is like the ghetto,
but they're diverse. They have like everybody there, preps, everything. They're pretty much
there. That's true.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think of,
well, hey, I,
what's up?
I was waiting for you to think.
Oh, no. I was ready for you just to go ahead. I was
waiting for you to think. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, I hear you.
Just dead air.
Dead air. Trying to think. I was like, yeah, no, I really don't kick with anybody. Like that. Honestly, it could have. It would be so the most. Funny. It would be random.
That's true. I got to wrap it up here. I just first want to thank you for, A, just being who you are. Your energy is infectious, and you really are one of the dopest people that I know, and just keep it up. But what are you studying in college?
I'm getting my logistics degree, so I'm trying to get my associate. I'm almost done with that, and then I'm trying to move on to the next level after that and get like
that's what my mom has.
Yeah, it's like if you ever think about it, it's like logistics is everything. Yeah,
it is. And it's honestly one of those really high paying careers. My mom did that in the military for 22 and a half years. And then I think she has her master's now in logistical operation, like, or global supply chain management or something like that.
That's dope.
Yeah. That's my goal. She does some cool stuff.
I know, especially with the army and stuff. But I'll let you go because you're trying to wrap it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap it up just because. My wife, you know,
she's trying to go to bed. I know.
She goes, exactly. But yeah. We got to do this again. I want you to come on with Cabe because he's a cool ass dude. He actually lives in Tennessee, and so he has like the Tennessee accent, which is awesome. Do you have anything to plug? I mean, I don't know if you're like working on anything or if you want to, you know, shout out your socials or anything so people can come follow you, what have you.
Oh no, I don't need all that attention.
Okay.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, no worries.
I already get people walking up to me in public about the Chug Buds page, and I'm just like, yeah, that's me. They all like, someone wanted a picture with me the other day. I was just like, damn, okay. This is a thing.
You're a celebrity.
A little bit,
It's true.
I try to stay humble.
So, I try to remember my roots.
Yeah. My real name. Try to remember that too.
Yeah, exactly. I remember those times when I was JR.
My friend says, she's like, I just let you know. She says, like, she's everyone that comes up, she's like, I knew her before she was famous. She always says that to people.
That's so true.
Yeah. Anyways, I loved coming on. I would love to do it again. This is a lot of fun. My friends always say I need to do my own thing, like a YouTube channel. But I'm like, that's so much work. But I really loved coming on. Like, I thought I was going to be nervous, but I wasn't. So,
no, we're just two homies chatting. True. I will. You need to start a podcast, first of all. Podcast is very, very easy. I barely edit this stuff. It's just like, cool, that's what it is. I add an intro, add an outro, throw my ad in so I get paid on it, and right. That's it. I put it out.
Simple, huh? That's
all the dope. Work comes from like, yeah, all the work comes from like promoting it on socials and stuff like that, and like telling people about it. That's it. This is fun. You should do it. You're a funny person. You really should, and I'll show you how to do it if you're ever interested.
All right, but we're gonna do a chug tomorrow, and I want you to drop your freaking I can't even on there because I want people to like listen to you too, so you can grow your base. Because if I'm on it, they're definitely gonna might want to hear it. Probably not, but you know who knows? You might get a couple followers out of it.
Hey, one or two, that's great.
Right?
I'm just glad you're able to come on, Lana. Thank you so much.
I love it.
You're amazing.
I love you, man.
I had so much fun.
Thank you for having me. This has been dope.
You're very, very welcome. I'm going to end it right here. All right, Kantians. That's the end of the episode. I hope you all enjoyed. I know Lana and I had a great time recording this, and I hope you guys have a better time listening to it. Please subscribe and comment wherever you found this, and share it with your friends and family. Don't let them down. Be sure to turn on notifications so that you never miss a new episode each week. This episode was brought to you by PhelosApothecary.com. If you have dealt with stress, anxiety, and body aches, now is the time to try their Deep Relief Full Spectrum CBD oil. CBD is nature's anti-inflammatory and has been scientifically proven to help with overall general inflammation in the body. The full spectrum CBD oil also packs a huge punch when it comes to combating daily stresses and anxiety. So, visit them at PhelosApothecary.com to pick up a bottle of CBD oil for yourself. Be sure to use promo code ICONTEVEN, all one word, at checkout to receive 15% off and free shipping on all US orders. You can find us on social media. All links will be in the description for ICONTEVEN, for me, Lakota, your host, and for Cabe. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the week, and we'll chat with y'all next time. Peace.